I want to talk about the male menopause. Namely, is there such a thing as the male menopause, or are we just kind of grumpy bastards? The thing is, my wife is 45 and is perimenopausal, meaning it's kind of like the pre-match entertainment before the big menopause game, I suppose. She's already suffering from some weight gain, mood changes, sleep problems, hot flashes, brain fog, things like that. I mean, the symptoms are a real challenge for her. I'm sure some of those sound familiar to you if your wife or partner is around a similar age or has gone through something similar. And it's not going to improve anytime soon for her because, like I said, she's about to be full-blown menopausal. So I was keen to understand what she's going through, what she will be going through, so that, you know, I can be a nice husband, I can be as supportive as I can. The thing was, I know plenty, as you can hopefully tell, about helping men our age thrive as we get older, but as with everything in my life, the female of the species is a mystery to me. So I didn't really know very much about the female menopause. And as you do, I jumped on Google to do a bit of research. And what surprised me was that even when I was just searching for menopause, a lot of the results were mentioning the male menopause, the andropause. And so that set off alarm bells, obviously, because I'm 46. I'm in the danger zone for this male menopause, supposedly. So I wanted to know if the male menopause was something that I should be worried about, or, like I said, is it possible that we're just grumpy over 40 and we've kind of made up our own menopause because we want a bit of sympathy too? So that is what I'm talking about on today's episode. The male menopause is the thing, and if it is a thing, can we avoid it? Hi, Chris here from the Over 40 Freaking Awesome Podcast. You are very welcome to another episode. If you have not yet picked up the two free guides on the website, the Dad Bod Overhaul Workout Program for men over 40 to build some muscle and the Men Over 40 Supplement Guide, then click on the link in the description or go to OfferCoach, www.offercoach.com, and you can grab both those guides there. That will help you get started if you're trying to get back to the gym to get in shape, and will also help you kind of sort the wheat from the chaff in terms of what supplements are worth taking and what are a big fat waste of money. Now, we're talking about menopause or menopauses today. So when I read the most common signs and symptoms of the male menopause, they were low mood and irritability, muscle loss, weight gain across the belly and chest, lack of energy, sleep problems, and brain fog. Now, all of these possibly ring a bell to you. They certainly rang a bell to me because I harp on about these things on most episodes, because those are also the symptoms of low testosterone, symptoms that I suffered from myself back in my late 30s and early 40s, and that I've spoken about before. I suffered quite badly from all of those symptoms. It was no fun at all. So in the sense that any menopause is caused by either low testosterone for men or low estrogen for women, the male and the female menopauses are the same, and we suffer in very similar ways. And just as women are treated with HRT for the female menopause, you may well have heard of TRT for men. That's testosterone replacement therapy, which is increasingly prescribed for guys with very low testosterone levels, especially in the US. It's not as common here in the UK and Ireland for guys where testosterone, like I said, is chronically low. So far so similar. Both menopauses are the same. We suffer in the same way. But here's how the menopauses are completely different. Like I said, it was no fun at all when I was suffering from those low testosterone symptoms in my late 30s. I was gaining weight randomly despite my diet seeming fairly good. I was still working out 3-4 times a week. I felt like I was looking after myself, and yet I was grumpy. I wasn't making any progress in the gym. I was gaining some weight. Some libido issues too. Just not in the mood for very much at all, whether that was sex or taking on more projects in life in general. The thing is, though, I fixed it. So I turned life around through all the various lifestyle habits I've spoken about before. So, and I find this unfortunate, I suppose, that some guys, rather than taking any steps to reverse their low testosterone naturally first with various lifestyle changes that I'll go into in a second, instead kind of immediately jump on TRT. TRT is essentially legal steroid injections every couple of weeks. And in some cases, it's unnecessary because you could have turned your testosterone levels around and boosted them just by fixing your lifestyle a little bit. So in my experience anyway, the male menopause is very fixable with some lifestyle changes and some cheap supplements. But that's the thing. My wife can't fix her menopause. Sure, women can, yes, they can take some supplements that ease their symptoms. They can change their lifestyle a little bit to make things more manageable. But the female menopause is going to happen to them, whether they want it to or not. So in that sense, her hormones are like a car driving downhill towards a cliff edge. She can step on the brakes and slow it down a wee bit, but that car is still going off that cliff. Whereas for menopausal guys like us, we can put the brakes on, turn the car around, drive back up the hill, go to the pub, have a pint, look at the lovely view across the cliffs. Ours is fairly fixable in contrast to the female menopause. If it is fixable, how can we avoid this male menopause? So men's testosterone levels do fall naturally a little bit as we age, about 1% every year from about our mid-30s onwards, but there's no sudden natural cliff edge in our 40s like women have. So we can suffer in our 40s and beyond from all those symptoms of low testosterone, but that's mostly caused by our lifestyle habits. And it's these habits that decrease our testosterone much faster than would naturally happen if we would just take care of ourselves by fitting in a few simple lifestyle habits, like making sure we're sleeping enough, managing stress levels, getting enough vitamin D by getting outdoors or supplementing with it, exercising, challenging the muscles, drinking less alcohol, and managing our body weight. So all of those things help us to fix our low testosterone, and therefore our menopause practically disappears. So I'm not trying to say that life isn't tough for men after 40. No doubt it is, because the stress that guys our age need to deal with, from family and career worries and this kind of existential crisis that we get sometimes of, have I peaked? Is this it? Should I keep trying to be ambitious? Have I achieved everything I wanted to in life? All of those things. That's no joke, obviously. And I can completely understand how many of us become grumpy as we get older. We do have a decent amount of things to complain about, but being just down in the dumps in general is a whole different kettle of fish from the symptoms of this largely self-inflicted male menopause. So we can improve our mood, our energy levels, our libido, our body shape, and our weight by essentially just looking after ourselves better. We have no more menopause after that if we can just do that. And obviously, with this newfound energy and motivation, we can be much more available and useful to our wives and girlfriends while they are trying to cope with their own unavoidable female menopause. Part of helping you get your lifestyle habits back on track to avoid any of those menopausal or low testosterone symptoms is making sure you get to the gym to work out semi-regularly, or finding a way to train at home using bodyweight training or some simple home equipment. If you do need a workout program for the gym, like I said, the Dad Bod Overhaul workout program is available free on the website. If you do need to know a wee bit more about supplements, which ones work and which ones don't, there is a whole previous podcast episode on that. But then there is also the Men Over 40 Supplements Guide, which you can get on the website too. So check out those two resources if you need them. As ever, if you have any questions at all about keeping yourself in shape, reach out to me by email, chris@offacoach.com, offacoach.com. I am loving getting emails these days. It's a bit of a strange one. People complain all the time about getting so many emails. I love getting emails because for so long, and if you've ever tried to build up any type of business, this may sound familiar to you. For so long, no one emailed me about anything. I would put out these podcasts, I would write articles on Medium, and it was just like tumbleweed, like living in an echo chamber. And then people start emailing me about all sorts of things, and I'm so happy that I can help people out. So please do email me anytime you like. I am happy to help you get on the right path. chris@offacoach.com. I will put that in the episode description too. But I will speak to you soon, mate. Take care of yourself.